This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is eligible for up to $14 million in grants from the U.S. Department of the U.S. Justice Department to address the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The money is for public safety agencies across the state. Most of it would go to the Colorado Department of Public Safety's Criminal Justice Division. The rest would be earmarked for local jurisdictions, but they have to apply for it. As part of the federal grant package, the Denver Police Department has received more than $1.3 million. Officials say that grant will be used on things like personal protective equipment, sanitizing devices, and for overtime pay. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado officials say 100 ventilators that can be used for COVID-19 patients have been delivered to 11 hospitals. Denver hospitals received the most of any place in the state. The ventilators came from a federal stockpile. State health officials say the machines will be moved around the state based on where they're needed for hospitalized patients. Colorado's education department hopes to offer free SAT tests to high school seniors at some point this fall. First, the state must work out details with College Board, the organization that administers the standardized test. Students typically take the SAT as juniors in the spring as part of the college application process and to qualify for certain scholarships. But Governor Jared Polis suspended the test and the state's own assessment requirements for the current school year due to COVID-19. And now we're breaking into regular programming to bring you a live update from Governor Jared Polis about the state's response to COVID-19. This is special coverage on